Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
Now, of course, tomorrow is Anzac Day, so not everything happening on Thursday as it usually would. So we're taking the opportunity to catch up today with our resident NRL tipster, Anthony Maroon. Good morning, Maroon.
Good morning, boys. How are things today?
Look, going all right. Just gearing up for, obviously, a big day because Military Town are here and a huge day in Wagga tomorrow with the dawn service and the march and everything else that goes on. Bit of two-up later in the day. And then getting into the weekend.
So. Yeah, well, it's a big occasion for Australians, and I hope everybody takes just a moment to reflect on what it's all about. I know you're doing plenty in the community tomorrow, Lee, so I think that's wonderful, mate, because, you know, it's such a big day on the Australian calendar.
It certainly is, mate. It's become a really big day on the football calendar, and we're starting off tomorrow with the Warriors and the Titans going toe-to-toe over in Auckland.
Well, boys, the Titans haven't won a game this year, and I wouldn't think it's going to start on this road trip over to Auckland. I'm going to take the Warriors by about 18, but just 1 point will do.
Yeah. Now, of course, a little bit later in the day, Allianz Stadium, the Dragons and the Roosters. Now, Dragons, of course, had a win against the Warriors last week.
Well, the Dragons are one of the surprise packets of the season here, boys. They've won four games already. So I think they would have taken that at the start of the year, and they absolutely gave it to the Warriors, and none of us saw that coming. Having said that, I think the sense of occasion here, the Roosters, even with a couple missing, will get the job done.
Mate, heading down south for the evening game on tomorrow night, the Storm taking on the Rabbitohs. Now, I know that you will not tip against the Rabbitohs, so I'm going to say, what sort of a start would you like your Rabbitohs to have? It's been suggested to us by various listeners that maybe 10 points would be a fair point to start at.
Well, probably more like 18, Lee, I think. We would have... The three of us over the years would have discussed this before.
Yeah.
Spouse have never beaten Melbourne in Melbourne.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. This has got to be a hard time to turn the Queen Mary around because Souths are missing a bunch of players and they've only won one game all year. But as you said, Lee, I'm not about to desert them.
Very good. So we're tipping the Bunnies?
We're tipping the Bunnies. Closest we've ever got to not tipping the Bunnies.
Geez, you really had to bear down to get that one out, didn't you?
Yeah.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Hey, moving into the Friday part of the round now, of course, Manly and Parramatta at Four Pines.
Well, that game in Darwin, Parramatta, around the play the ball area in defence, they looked like they were... hadn't had sleep for 3 days. They were terrible around the A defenders, you know, around the ruck there. And the Dolphins just ran right through them. I can't recall seeing a team look more affected by the climate than Parramatta did in Darwin. The answer is, don't play football in Darwin. I'm going to tip Manly.
A team who kind of got found out a little bit last week was the West Tigers up against the Broncos, who kind of found out the Raiders a little bit last week. Geez, they were good. Campbelltown is where we're playing. Who's going to get the chocolates?
Well, boys, Broncos apparently have Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas back. Broncos might be the first team to go 100-0 here.
Not good news for our friends down at the Farmers Home who will be madly supporting on Saturday the West Tigers. And
Look, it's just too much of a task for the Tigers. I know I'm joking about the 100-0. They'll play their backsides off, but they just don't have it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it may not be the only absolute walkover of the weekend. The Cowboys got savaged by the Sharkies last week. Were we expecting a similar... sort of nature documentary style blood in the water type thing against the Panthers this weekend?
I think so. I don't know where the Cowboys are this year. They started out hot and cold and now they've just kind of flatlined. So we're going to have to go Panthers here.
Yeah.
Panthers will just be too good. I think Nathan's back. I'm just reading I think Nathan Cleary's playing this week. I'll just check that, lads, while we talk.
Geez, that'd be a handy in, wouldn't it? Like, I mean, when you're going all right, you're sitting in fourth spot and you're bringing back someone of the calibre of Cleary, it's not a bad little in to get.
Yeah, Nathan's playing.
Nice. Suncorp Stadium is where we're going on Sunday, Arvo. We see the Dolphins going up against the Knights. And as you said, the Dolphins just ran riot in Darwin on the weekend.
Yeah, and the Dolphins are missing all of their big-name players. That's the thing. So they're doing this without all the players that you would think get the Dolphins across the line. But I'm going to take the Dolphins to win.
Now, of course, wrapping up this round in our nation's capital, Lee's Raiders hosting the Sharkies, still wiping bits of cowboy out of their teeth from last week. Are we going to see the Sharkies putting the O and the G in GIO Stadium?
Well, you know what, boys? The poor old Sharkies have been rocked by this news about Braden Trindle allegedly testing positive to a roadside drug and alcohol test. So that's going to be really rock the group, I would think. He's a key member of that group. And then, of course, Dale Finucane on his career. So it's been a big week in Sharky town. But you know what? Lee's Mob lose Jamal Fogarty. So I'm just going to favour the Sharkies just.
He's a big out for us as well. He has been playing some great footy and they've got a really young team and having sort of that more experienced head has been, yeah, really good. But anyway, I'm going to tip the Raiders, Maroon, just to spite you.
Well, mate, you've got to stick with your boys, but I think in the feeding department, you know, no team can do it without their halfback and particularly the Raiders and Jamal Fogarty.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, if you want to see the footy over the weekend, of course you can head down to the Farmers Home Hotel. It's not a bad little spot.
Well, and you know how many of them down there support the Tigers. So what I'd be doing, I'd be going down there for that Broncos game. And every time the Broncos score a try, just make a real ruckus. Just make a go, you Broncos.
They've also got plenty happening for Anzac Day tomorrow as well, including our mate Nick from Vino and Vinyl going to be on the decks in the later hours as well. So you can get down there and check out everything that's going on. If you check out their Facebook page, you'll be able to find out what's happening. Anthony Maroon, thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful Anzac Day and an amazing weekend.
Righto, and get down and see. What when you say on the decks, what does that mean?
He's going to be DJing.
Yeah, he's an old school vinyl DJ.
Oh, okay. Well, give him my love. I won't be there for that one, but I will be there to watch it on the big screen because I love rugby league and I love Sean and the team at the Farmers.
Jamie and Lee on Listener. Anytime you want them. And live from 6 to 9 weekdays on the Riverinas Triple M.